是的，要忠心，要忠心。
Yes, be true and be true.
愿此生四面回响。
Let the holy watchword resound.
求主让我们做一个忠心的管家。
We pray the Lord help us to be a faithful steward.
求主他也真的能够看见我们的忠心。
And may he always find us true in him.
这些日子我们交通到关于侍奉神的信息。
And these days I have been sharing with you a series of themes regarding serving the Lord.
一些每一个蒙赎的儿女都应当来。
Yes, every redeemed child of God should serve.
容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
And God said, "Let my people go, so they may serve."
蒙救赎是一个手续。
And therefore, to be redeemed is just a way and a mean.
但是目的是要我们来侍奉神。
And the purpose of which is to serve our God.
我们也交通到理所当然的侍奉。
And we also talk about what is the reasonable and acceptable service to God.
这样的侍奉是一个在灵里的敬拜。
And that is the service that in the form of worship in the spirit.
这样的侍奉需要我们把身体献上当作活祭。
And in that kind of service, we will be willing to offer up our body as the living sacrifice.
在灵里来敬拜我们的永生神。
And to worship a living God in our spirit.
我们也讲到父所尊重的侍奉。
We also talk about the kind of service that is honored by our Father God.
主告诉我们说，若人要服侍他，就要跟从他。
The Lord told us, those who want to serve me shall follow me.
主在哪里服侍他的人也要在那里。
And wherever the Lord is, those who serve him shall also be.
只有这样的服侍是父所尊重的。
And that is the kind of service that's honored by Father God.
我们要服侍主就要跟从主。
In order to serve our Lord, we have to be able to follow him.
我们要跟从主只要舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
In order to follow our Lord, we have to be willing to take up our cross and follow him.
我们在服事的路上真的看见有许许多多的见证人。
Yes, on our way of serving the Lord, we witnessed so many wonderful testimonies.
他们怎样忠心在主面前服事。
How these people serve the Lord faithfully.
那这些服事的榜样一直的激励我们。
And these examples continuously encouraged us.
早先我们要从旧约两个人物，我们来一起看他们服事的榜样。
And this morning we'd like to share with you two great examples in the Old Testament how they served the Lord.
第一个我们看见约瑟。
First one is Joseph.
他怎么样服事地上的主人，好像在服事主一样。
How he served his master on earth as if he was serving the master in heaven.
我们一起来读一下创世纪三十九章第四节。
Let's read together the passage in Genesis 39 verse 4.
约瑟就在主人眼前蒙恩，侍候他主人，并且主人派他管理家务，把一切所有的都交在他手里。那我们知道这个主人是谁呢？
Do you know who this master was?
他就是法老的内臣护卫长波提乏。
He is Potiphar, the official of Pharaoh.
我们知道约瑟本来在他的父家，他是一个蒙爱的孩子。
We all knew Joseph was greatly loved by his father.
父亲这样的爱他。
His father loved him so much.
但最后他被他哥哥们卖到埃及去。
However, his brothers sold him to Egyptians.
在那里是做奴隶。
He became a slave.
所以他在这个主人叫做波提乏的家里面。
And he was working for this master whose name is Potiphar.
那我们看见圣经告诉我们，耶和华与他同在，他就百事顺利。
Because the Lord was with him in everything he does, so he did it very well.
约瑟虽然在波提乏的家里，他做一个奴隶。
Therefore, even though he was just a slave in the house of Potiphar,
他好像在那里服侍他的主人。
He was there serving his master.
这边说侍候他主人。
And he was attending to his master's needs.
并且管理他一切的家务。
And he was putting charge of everything in his house.
我想这些是常常是一些很琐碎的事。
And these things may be very trivial and involve a lot of details.
可能大大小小的。
There are all kinds of things.
很多的杂事。
A lot of things.
可能他也要管理许许多多的仆人、佣人。
He also had to manage many other servants.
那在圣经里后来告诉我们说，波提乏将一切所有的都交在约瑟的手中。
And Potiphar entrusted to Joseph everything he owned.
他讲到说他除了自己所吃的饭他一概其他的事情一概都不知道
And other than the meals he was eating he knew nothing else about his household
这实在是一个很稀奇的事情
Isn't that amazing?
约瑟不过是一个奴隶
Joseph was nothing but a servant in this house
他在这个家里面来服侍
He was serving his master
但是呢这个主人能够这么看重他
But the master would be so interested in him
这么相信他
He trusted him so much
他把一切都交在他的手里
Point, he let him take charge of everything in his house.
除了他自己所吃的饭
other than the meal he was taking,
好像其他的他一概都不知道
he didn't know everything else that's happening in his house.
我不晓得你在公司上班
I don't know, in your workplace,
你老板有没有把所有的事情都交给你来管理
does your boss give you, let you take charge of everything in the company?
他说除了他自己所吃的饭他一概其他都不知道
other than the lunch he was eating, he didn't know anything else.
我想在这里我们看见这个主人这个波提乏这是一个副卫长
and Potiphar was a high ranking official.
他能够这么信任约瑟
But he trusted Joseph so much.
就我相信约瑟在他的服侍当中的表现一定是非常的特别
And I believe because he must have performed very well in his work.
有一个很特殊的就是神与他同在
And one characteristic about his service that God was with him.
那这个特点到后面我们等一下再来读其他的处的圣经我们看见也讲到神与他同在
And this unusual characteristic was mentioned several times later on
我们就再来读一下第二十二节
Let's read on verse 22
私欲就把监狱里所有的囚犯都交在约瑟手下他们在那里所办的事都是经他的手好约瑟本来是在波提乏的家里面来服侍
Now Joseph was supposedly working in the household of Potiphar.
后来被他祖母诬告
But then he was accused boastfully.
最后被下在监狱里面
And he was put into prison.
好像他的地位从一个奴隶的地位又 更凄惨了变成一个监狱里面的囚犯
Now his position has become worse. Now he's not a slave. He is actually a prisoner.
但是当约瑟在监狱里面我们看见说私欲就把监狱里所有的囚犯都交在约瑟的手中
But while he was in the prison, the warden entrusts everything in his charge.
他们在那里所办的事都经过约瑟的手
And everything that happened in the prison was gone through the hand of Joseph.
私欲是一个管家监狱的人
And the warden is supposed to be the one who's in charge of things in the prison.
他能够这么相信约瑟
But he trusted Joseph so much.
把这所有的事情所有的人都交给约瑟
To the point he trusted everything and every person in the jail in his hand.
圣经里面又告诉我们耶和华与约瑟同在
And again, the Bible tells us the Lord was with Joseph in the prison.
所以我们会很稀奇这个管监狱的人
And then you'd be so amazed, how come a warden
他怎么可能把监狱里面的事情和囚犯交给一个囚犯呢
Who is supposed to take charge of everything in the prison? How can he entrust another prisoner everything that has happened?
我想在世界上的监狱大概没有其他的地方发生过这样的事情
I don't think you can find another prisoner was entrusted like this anywhere else in this world
同样的我们发现有一个特点就是耶和华与约瑟同在
Another time we see the characteristic of how the Lord was with Joseph
好我们再读一下创世纪四十一章
Let's read on 41 verse 40
四十节和四十一节
And 41
你可以掌管我的家我的民都必听从你的话唯独在宝座上我比你大法老又对约瑟说我派你治理埃及全地我们知道从监狱的里面一下子约瑟他被高升从一个最低的地方一下子能够坐在一个宰相的位置
Now Joseph was lifted up suddenly from prison and to be the prime minister of the country
法老说你可以掌管我的家
Here says Pharaoh says You shall be in charge of my palace
那时候我们知道埃及的整个的王国在那个时候是非常的强盛
We knew Egypt was the greatest nation at that time
说我的民都必听你的话
He said All my people will submit to your orders
这位权这么大的法老他怎么会相信一个犹太人
The Pharaoh who has so much power How could he trust a Jew
他怎么会相信一个囚犯一个奴隶
How could he trust a prisoner, a slave?
把整个国家的大权都交在约瑟的手里。
And turn everything to his hand.
我派你治理埃及全地。
He said, I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt.
因为法老他看见，因为神与约瑟同在。
Because Pharaoh saw how God was with Joseph.
弟兄姊妹，我们从约瑟的身上看见一件事情。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we can learn something from Joseph.
他在这里所服侍的对象。
See, whoever he served.
好像是一个护卫长波提法。
Maybe it was just an official Potiphar.
也许是一个私狱管理监狱的。
Maybe it was just a warden who was taking charge of a prison.
或者是埃及的法老王。
Or the Pharaoh of the land of Egypt.
我们说约瑟他应该是要侍奉神，不是吗？
And we should question, wasn't Joseph supposed to serve God?
但是好像看见他在这里不过是侍奉一些地上的主人。
And whom he was serving at the time was nothing but people of earth.
可是很特别的一个点，耶和华与他同在。
But one thing uniquely happened is that the Lord was with him.
另外一点，我们相信约瑟在服侍的时候。
And another thing we noticed when Joseph was serving,
他一定是把他主人的事情当成他自己的事情。
He treated matters of his master as if it was his own matter.
他一定是一个忠心的仆人。
So he was very faithful.
一个忠心的管家。
He was that faithful steward.
圣经告诉我们说，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
And all we ask for from a steward is that he has faithfulness.
今天如果是我们请一个人，我们发现他是不忠心的。
If you hire somebody to work for you and you notice how that person is not faithful,
你会不会把很重要的事情都交给他？
Would you dare to trust him something that's important?
我想你是不会的。
I guess not.
但是对于一个忠心的人，
But for someone who's trustworthy,
主人何等的乐意把他最重要的事情交托给这个忠心的仆人。
The master will be more than happy to entrust the most important thing to him.
今天好像我们讲到侍奉神。
And when we talk about serve our God,
是的，我们在教会里面，我们一同在这里侍奉神。
Yes, we're here to serve God together in the church.
但是今天我们在这里看见约瑟，他有一个很重要的代表意义。
And you see, Joseph's service represents something very significant.
也许我们说我们在教会的里面一起聚会的时候，我们来服侍。
You may say, why don't we serve God together while we gather together?
可是我们一天的时间，一个礼拜你看一看，有这么多的时间，我们需要上班，我们需要做学生，我们需要尽很多的责任。
But other than the time we spend in the church meetings, look at our schedule. There's so much time we devoted to our work, our family, and other things.
是不是在那些时间中，我们就不是在侍奉神？
So does that mean during those segmental times, we don't have to serve God?
我们讲到过有一个人，他主日聚完了会。
And we talk about how a man after the church meeting on Sunday,
他离开教堂。
And while he left the building of the church,
他转过身向那个教堂鞠一个躬。
He turned around and bowed to the church building.
主耶稣再见。
Say goodbye, Jesus.
啊，下个礼拜再见。
See you next week.
是不是我们平常就过我们自己的日子？
And do we just return to our daily routine after that?
等到下个礼拜天的时候，诶，我们再来一起侍奉神。
And let's serve God next Sunday.
我想神叫我们每一个时刻，我们知道我们是一个侍奉神的人。
Actually, God wants us to know every moment in your life, we are a person who serves Him.
我们也讲过说，蒙赎的儿女都要侍奉。
And we also talk about redeemed children should serve.
神的心意是得着一个祭司的国度。
And the heart of God desires to obtain a kingdom of priesthood.
每一个人都是祭司。
Which means everyone is a priest.
每一个人都是侍奉神的人。
And everyone is someone who serves God.
不单是侍奉神，而且呢是全世界侍奉神。
Not just serve God in a moment, but full time we serve God.
很多时候在我们的观念中，一讲到全世界服侍的，可能都是那些特定的人。
And every time we thought about those who serve God full time must be those ministers or pastors.
但是真正来讲，每一个神的儿女都应该是全世界服侍主的。
But truthfully speaking, every child of God is a full time server of God.
也许我们都有不同的岗位。
Yes, we may have different posts in life.
但是我们在不同的岗位上，我们都在那里侍奉神。
But on each different post, we serve our God.
约瑟他在波提法的手下做一个奴隶。
While he was attending Potiphar's needs as a slave,
他在那里侍候他的主人。
He was there serving this master on earth.
他也在那里侍奉神。
He was also serving his God.
他在监狱里面做一个囚犯。
While he was a prisoner,
他在那里服侍 我们的永生神。
He was also serving our living God.
他在法老的手下虽然做一个权贵高重的这样的一个宰相。
When he became the prime minister of the land of Egypt under the hand of King Pharaoh.
但是他正在那里侍奉神。
At the same time, he was still serving God.
我们来读一下以弗所书。
Let's read on Book of Ephesians.
第六章第六节和第七节。
Chapter 6, verse 6 and 7.
请我们一起来读。不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，遵行神的旨意，甘心侍奉，好像不是主，不像不是人。不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的。
He says, obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you.
他说要我们像一个基督的仆人。
But like slaves of Christ.
从心里遵行神的旨意
Doing the will of God from your heart
甘心的侍奉
Willingly from our heart we serve God
好像服侍主不像服侍人
Whereas as if we are serving our God not serving man
这段话告诉我们一个很重要的原则
Therefore this verse tells us a very important principle
服侍必须是甘心的
When we say we serve we have to be willing
然后呢好像服侍主不像服侍人
And we serve as if we are serving our Lord not man
反过来说今天也许你在一个老板的手下工作
Therefore, maybe seemingly we're working for a man
也许你所做的事情是别人所看不见的
And maybe we're doing things that other people can see
但是第一个我们心里面是甘心的
But first of all, we have to be willing when we do it
第二个我们知道我们是一个服侍神的人
And secondly, we have to know we are serving God
我们若是侍奉神
If we do whatever we do as a serving God
我想我们的心态是有一个很大的转变
Then our mindset should be very different
那我们再最后读一下哥罗西书三章二十三节
Colossians chapter 3 verse 23
无论做什么都要从心里做像是给主做的不是给人做的要从心里做像是给主做的不是给人做的
Here says work with all your heart as working for the Lord not for men
我想这一个我们看见在约瑟的身上他真的是有这样的一个特点
And you see that characteristic clearly on Joseph
无论他在怎么样的一个环境
It doesn't matter where he was
无论他是一个什么身份
Or whatever he was
是一个囚犯是一个奴隶是一个宰相
A prisoner, a slave, or the prime minister
他所做的是从心里做
He did everything from his heart
像是给主做的不是给人做的
As working for the Lord, not for man
难怪他的侍奉是这么的不一样
No wonder you see the great difference in the way he serves
我记得在好多年以前
I remember many years ago
那时候我还是做学生
While I was still a student
啊，我跟我的教授大概才跟了他一年的时间
And I was learning from this advisor in grad school maybe for just about a year
有一天他来找我
One day he came to me
他对我有一个任务的交代
He entrusted me with a mission
他叫我写一套程式
He wants me to write a program
那那套程式是一个商业用的程式
And that's a business program
而且呢当时候我们知道刚刚开始有这个所谓个人的电脑
And at the time the PC was just start to be on the market
所以这个程式呢他说是要给写给专门为个人电脑使用的
So he wanted me to write a business program for the use of PC
当时候他们有好几个教授还有这些 postdoctor 他们出去开了一个公司
And at the time he just formed a company with several postdoctors and professors in school
但是这个他公司的事情他不找他这些人呢却来找我一个学生
Apparently this is the project in his company instead of looking for help from his co-worker he came to me his graduate assistant
第一个当我听到的时候我里面很担心了
So when I first heard about his request I was very concerned
我并没有这么多的经验
First of all I'm not experienced enough
我不过做他学生做了一年
I've only learned from him for about a year
要写这么大的一个商业程式 我觉得是过于我的能力所及
To write a business program like that I think that's beyond what I could do
第二个呢很多研究生他们都说这种叫做最倒霉的一个情况
And all my friends in school says God you are really out of luck
你的老板呢把这样的工作交给你
Look this kind of project he gave to you
第一个这个工作跟你的研究的内容 不是有直接的关系的。
Which had nothing to do with what you're researching on.
如果你做不出来
，If you don't finish in time，
那你可能很难毕业。
You probably won't be able to graduate.
因为老板交代的是你做不出来。
Because you cannot finish the project he gave to you.
但是这又是一个商业的软体。
But this is a business program he wants to
write. 你如果把它做出来了
，If you're able to finish it，
你可能也没有办法毕业。
You probably won't be able to graduate either.
因为他一直需要你。
Because he will need your help constantly.
需要继续的发展。
He wants you to stay with him so that you can continue to develop the program for him.
我记得当时候把这个交代的任务，我告诉了一些一起做做同学的。
And I remember when I shared with my fellow students since grad school.
他们都觉得哎呀倒霉倒霉了。
They thought, wow, you are really stuck this time.
那我自己里面也充满了忧虑。
And I was filled with concern.
充满了这个不服气。
And I was filled with complaints.
你有那么多的这个请的这些人在你的公司里，你不去找他们
？Because my advisor has all this group of professors and postdoctors in his company.
找我一个穷学生。
You don't ask help from these people, and you ask me a poor student to help you with.
平常我还要到处要打工的。
And I also have other part-time jobs to make a living on.
但是那天我来到我们系里面的一个电脑室。
And that day when I came to the computer lab in my department.
我记得那天坐在那里的时候，里面真的是又是忧虑又是不甘心。
Well, sitting in the lab, I knew I was filled with concerns and also their complaints.
又很担心，的确是做不出来。
I was worried that I would not be able to do it.
就想说这老板真的是欺压老百姓。
And I feel that my boss really has taken advantage of me.
哎呀，反正里面这个讲不出来的这个不高兴。
And I was filled with anger.
不过那天我坐在那里，感谢主，先开始有一点的祷告。
Well, I thank the Lord because I started my daily routine with a prayer.
当我心一转向主的时候
，And when I pray, my heart turned to the Lord.
那这节圣经就从我里面跳出来。
And this verse appeared in my heart.
无论做什么
，Whatever you do，
都要从心里做。
Work it with all your heart，
像是给主做的
，as working for the Lord，
不是给人做的
，not for man。
啊，那时候里面一下子有一个很清楚的感觉
，and then suddenly I knew clearly in my heart。
今天在这里，好像我服侍我的老板，地上的主人。
Even though doing this project as if I'm working for my earthly master，
但是事实上我要知道，我是在服侍我的永生神。
In reality, I know I am doing this to serve my living God.
看起来我做一些地上的事情。
And on the surface, I was doing things of this earth.
但是事实上我是给主做的。
But I was doing it for my Lord.
哈利路亚，不是给人做的。
Hallelujah, I wasn't doing it for the man.
好，那一天真的在主的话语中就遇见了主。
And I met with the Lord in His precious words that day.
一下子我里面得着了一个很大的释放。
Suddenly, I was released from all concerns.
前一秒钟里面充满了担心，充满了抱怨。
Just a second ago, I was filled with anger and complaints and worries.
后面一秒钟充满了喜乐。
But in a subsequent second, I was filled with joy.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你有没有这样的经验。
And brother and sister, I don't know, have you ever experienced something like that?
这个程式还没有做出来。
I haven't.Finish the program.
我都还没有动手嘞。
I haven't even started.
我所有的难处都还摆在那里。
Therefore, the challenge remains right there in front of me.
可能所有的不合理，所有的可能发生的不好的事情，人家讲的倒霉的情况，可能都还在摆在眼前。
And all the bad things maybe will just about happen right afterwards.
但是里面我改变了。
But I was changed from inside.
我知道我在这里是侍奉永生神。
Knowing that I'm doing this to serve my living God.
感谢主，里面充满了喜乐。
Therefore, I was filled with joy doing that.
然后我就向主祷告。
So I prayed to the Lord.
把这个工作交给神。
And I just trust this project in His hand.
我做程式做了很久，从来没有像那一次那么的顺利。
I have been quite experienced in writing program prior to that, but.Never was I so smooth and successful in doing it.
不是因为我突然之间就变聪明了。
It's not that I suddenly became smart.
但是我知道很清楚，因为耶和华与我同在。
But I knew clearly it was all because my God was with me.
我知道不是我自己在那里做这个程式。
It wasn't me doing the project.
虽然有很多地方我还都没有经验。
Even though I was inexperienced in many aspects about that project.
当时候也没有人。有经验说把一个很大的工程软体用一个 PC 用一个个人电脑来写。
And at that time, no one has the experience to write a big program moving from mainframe to PC.
那只有512K, 那是很可怜的。
And the memory space is only 512K. 512K is really pitiful.
所以每一个斤斤计较你都要非常的注意。
Therefore, every little detail you have to pay close attention to.
甚至这些很多的 compiler 什么都是不一样的。
And even the compilers at the time was different from today.
但是弟兄姊妹，我真是见证说经历到耶和华与我同在。
And but brothers and sisters, I really experienced the fact that the Lord our God was with me.
所以基本上就是一直打，一直打。
So what happened is that I just keep on typing in program.
然后一个 subroutine 一个 subroutine, 然后 compile link.
And one subroutine after the other, and the end I compile and link them together.
然后就 test.
And then I was able to test them.
几乎都没有遇到什么样的错误。
And that was pretty much error free.
到了两个礼拜。
Two weeks later.
我把这套程式交给我的老板。
I finished the program and gave it to my boss.
我把它做完了。
I finished it.
我还写了一个手册。
I even wrote a manual to the program.
里面还有很多这个叫 verification 的问题，一些 test 的题目。
Including many verification, which means a test to my program.
当我把它交给老板的时候，老板真的吓了一大跳。
And my boss was really shocked when I handed him the program.
啊，他很高兴。
He was very happy.
他就把它带回他的公司去。
So he brought the program back to his office.
那后来感谢主，我就可以开始继续做我的研究工作。
I thank the Lord because now I can focus on my own research.
他过了几个月
，and a few months later，
有一天我的老板又叫我到他办公室去。
And my advisor called me into his office again.
这他是问了另外一个问题。
And this time he asked me another question.
他说 ，Timothy， 你要不要毕业
？Said Timothy， do you want to graduate？
我说。好像从来听到都是学生想尽办法去要求老板说我可不可以毕业了。
You only heard students asking the advisor when can I graduate?
但那天是他问我，哎，你要不要毕业？
But that day my advisor asked me, do you want to graduate?
因为他跟我讨论论文，他写在他黑板上，连擦掉都还没擦掉。
And actually the contents of my dissertation was still on his whiteboard in his room.
我说那边有写了14项。
He listed 14 items for my research.
我好像才做完了10项还是11项。
I was only finished about 10 or 11 items.
我说我还没做完呢。
He said, "But I'm not done with the research."
他说够了。
He said, "Enough."
可以毕业了。
You can graduate now.
好，我说感谢主。
So I thank the Lord.
就赶快去写，把它写出来。
So I tried to finish my dissertation.
很快也就毕业了。
Very fast, I graduated.
那我记得还没有真正毕业之前，他有一次就找我到他办公室去。
And before I graduated, he called me into his office one day.
那是到他公司的办公室。
And the office in his company.
那他就。叫我说毕业以后就到他公司来上班。
He offered me a job right after graduation.
等我毕业了到他的公司去。
So I went to the office after my graduation.
他第一件事就说这一套程式还是交给你来负责。
The first thing he asked me to do is to now I will just trust you with this program you wrote.
啊，因为这个是你写的。
Because you wrote this program.
所以我开始就负责了这一套程式。
So I started working there by taking charge of that program.
弟兄姊妹，成。在人看可能是一个很倒霉的事情。
Yes, brother and sister, there are things seem so unfortunate to in the eyes of man.
但是若是我们心里知道说今天我们地上做的是我们是在侍奉我们的永生神。
But if we truly know that whatever we do on earth is serving our living God.
耶和华与我们同在。
And the Lord is with us.
耶和华祝福我们手中的工作。
And God can bless the work at our hands.
说实在的，今天地上的事情并不是在我们的眼中真的那么重要。
Truthfully speaking, things on earth are not really that valuable in our eyes.
今天你说我那时候所做的这些程式对我一点意义价值都没有。
For example, in today, those programs I wrote have nothing to do with me today.
但是那个过程，那一个经历。
But in that process and in that experience,
我觉得非常的宝贵。
It's very precious.
因为在那一段过程，在那个工作当中，我知道我不是在做一些地上的事情而已。
Because I learned to know whatever I do, I'm not just doing things of this world.
我在那里侍奉神。
But I was serving my God.
弟兄姊妹，今天不管你的环境、你的工作、你的岗位是什么
，Therefore, brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter what kind of post you're holding today.
知道我们是一个侍奉神的人。
We have to know we are a person who serves God.
我们侍奉神，我们有。神的同在。
When we serve Him, we have His presence.
我们真的是活在主的面前。
We live in His presence before Him.
哦，那段时间的确有很重的压力。
Yes, you feel tremendous pressure.
真的超过我们自己所能承担的。
And beyond what you think you could afford.
但是我经历到我在那里侍奉神，神负我的责任。
But I was able to experience the fact because I'm serving God, He's taking full responsibility.
是我自己在那里做这些事情。
Therefore, it's no longer I who's doing the work.
有主跟我们同在，一同来做这样的事。
But the Lord is with me and working together with me.
今天你在工作的里面，如果主与你同在
，Therefore, in your working environment, if the Lord is with you,
跟你一起做这些事情
，If the Lord works with you,
啊，那个做起来是何等的喜乐。
And that will be such a joyful thing.
在家里面，你炒菜，你可不可以说主跟我一同来炒
？When you are cooking at home, can you say, Lord? Cook with me together.
那个吵起来里面就是不是吵架的吵，这炒菜呢里面就充满了喜乐。
Then you'll be filled with joy.
不是充满了抱怨。
Not complaint.
其实每一件事情我们都可以经历到主的同在。
And in everything we do, we can experience His presence.
我们可以经历到神和我们一同来做。
And we can experience that He is doing it together with us.
我们可以经历到在每一个岗位上我们在侍奉神。
And you can experience that you are serving God in everything you do.
在这里我们再把哥罗西书三章二十三节，好不好？我们再来一同读一次。
Let's read that verse together. Colossians chapter 3 verse 23.
无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Amen.
像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
As working for the Lord, not for man.
我们下面再一起来读一下民数记十二章第三节，我们要看摩西他在神的全家怎么样尽忠的侍奉。
Now let's look at how Moses served faithfully in God's house. Let's read Numbers chapter 12.
第三节，我们一起来读。摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。好，我们再读第六节到第八节。耶和华说，你们且听我的话，你们中间若有先知，我耶和华必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我全家尽忠的，我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？摩西为人极其谦和。
Moses was a very humble man.
他胜过世上的众人。
More humble than anyone else on the face of the earth.
神跟摩西讲话是面对面的说话。
And when God spoke to Moses, He spoke to him face to face.
好像人和朋友说话一样。
As if a person speaking to a friend.
那这个和许许多多其他的先知是不太一样的。
So that was a very different manner from the rest of the prophets.
因为摩西他跟神的关系真的是那样的亲近。
Because Moses had a very good relationship with God.
我们来读一下希伯来书第三章第五节。
And lastly, Hebrews chapter 3 verse 5.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。他在神的全家诚然尽忠。
Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house.
摩西他不肯称为法老女儿之子。
And he would not want to be called the son of the daughter of Pharaoh.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害。
And he chose to suffer together with children of God.
希伯来书告诉我们，他不愿意享受罪中之乐。
And he does not want to enjoy the pleasure in sin.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更为宝贵。
But regard the suffering for the sake of Christ is more precious than pleasure in the world.
摩西在这里我们看见他在神的全家诚然尽忠。
And how Moses was so faithful in all God's house.
在他一生的侍奉中我们看见几个特点。
And if you look at the service in his life, you notice there are several special points.
这些特点中其实我们一直看见是神在摩西身上不断的做工。
Actually, through these points, you realize it's the work of God on Moses.
最后他身上有一个顺服的生命。
And so you can see, finally, a very submissive life was formed in Moses.
一开始他在埃及学了埃及一切的学问。
How initially he had learned everything was available in the land of Egypt.
好像整个人生的盼望、人生的价值都在这个世界上面。
So he had his hope in things of this world at that time.
他觉得靠他自己，他什么都能做。
He felt that he could do anything and everything by himself.
因为他真的是很有学问。很有能力。
Because he really was very well educated and he was very capable.
到了一个时候。
But to a point.
前四十年在埃及，然后呢，神把他真的是差遣到旷野里去。
And that was the first 40 years in his life, And at the second 40 years, God sent him to the wilderness.
中间又过了40年。
In those 40 years,
好像把他所有的能力、所有的才干都剥夺了。
God deprived him of all his capabilities and his talents.
到一个地步，神来呼召他的时候，他所讲的话一直是说：“我不能，我不能。”
To the point when God called him to serve him at the end of the second 40 years, his reply was that, "I'm not able. I'm not qualified."
前面40年是。我能，我行。
In the first 40 years in his life, he was, I can't do it, I am capable.
再过了40年，我不行，我不能。
But in the second 40 years, his response was, I can't, I'm not able.
但是神并没有停在这里。
But God did not stop his work there.
神并没有因着摩西说，我是拙口笨舌的，我是不能的，神就放弃了他。
God did not give him up just because he said, I'm not capable and I'm not even eloquent.
反而在这个时候是神可以用他的时候。
But actually, only when he realized that, that's the time God can truly use him.
神要他认识不是你能不能的问题。
Because God wants him to realize it really doesn't matter whether you can or you cannot.
是神能不能的问题。
The key is whether God can or not.
让他认识到说是神能够。
So that he realized it is God who can.
他就愿意放下他自己。
So he was able to let go of himself.
他顺服神的旨意。
And obeyed the leading of the Lord.
你看见说神告诉他，你要告诉法老这个，告诉法老那个。
Every time when God said, "Go to tell Pharaoh this and go tell Pharaoh that,"
那这个是不容易的。
That wasn't something easy to follow.
他必须站在一个顺服的地位。
He had to be very submissive.
那么真实的把神的话传出来。
And faithfully, pass the words of God to Pharaoh.
他遇见百姓发怨言的时候。
And later on, when Israelites complained.
他愿意匍匐在众百姓的面前。
Moses would bow to the ground and submit to the people of God.
好像他愿意匍匐在百姓的面前，他的心真的是那么柔软。
And from that, you could tell he was very gentle in his spirit.
真的是极其谦和。
So he was very humble.
但是我们知道，摩西他实在是一个匍匐在神面前的人。
We knew he could do that because he was such an obedient and submissive person before God.
因为若是靠着他他自己来发脾气，来面对这些百姓。
If he tried to face the challenge from the people of God by himself,
可能没有什么事情会发生的。
And I think nothing would happen.
但是为着神儿女的祝福。
But for the blessing of God,
他匍匐在百姓的面前。
For the blessing of God's children, he chose to submit to everybody.
匍匐在神的面前。
He would choose to bow before God and his people.
让神自己出来做他荣耀的工作。
And to allow God to come out of him to work his glorious job.
摩西他有一个顺服的生命。
Because Moses had this very obedient life within him.
他自己也顺服在神的管教手下。
He also submit himself to the disciplining hand of God.
在他一生最后40年，我们知道以色列百姓在旷野漂流。
In the final 40 years of his life, we knew he and the people of Israel were wandering in the wilderness.
40年是一个很长的日子。
40 years is a long period of time.
在旷野漂流，他们是有一个盼望的。
To wander in the wilderness, they had a goal in mind.
这个盼望就是能够进到迦南美地。
Which is to finish wandering and enter into the promised land of Canaan.
这是神的应许之地。
That's the land of God's promise.
摩西他必须陪着这些百姓在旷野漂流。
So Moses had to accompany Israelites to wander.In the wilderness.
那在旷野是非常枯燥乏味的。
And it is a very boring journey.
在旷野不是一个生活很舒适的地方。
And it wasn't comfortable at all.
那日子是一天一天的过下去。
And then each day goes by.
40年是这么的长。
For as long as 40 years.
但是弟兄姊妹，很多时候只要你还有一个盼望。
But brothers and sisters, as long as you have a hope.
就会给你一个力量。
You will have the strength to go on.
你可以继续的往前。
You can proceed.
但是有一天神告诉摩西
But one day God told Moses
你不能进到迦南地区
You are not going to enter into that land
因为你得罪了我
Because you have offended
因为你没有尊重我
You did not honor me in the eyes of
God 神管教摩西
So God disciplined him
神的手在摩西的身上
God's hand was on Moses
但是我们看见摩西他并没有在那里抱怨
But we see Moses did not complain at all
经过了这么多的时间所有的盼望就是能够进到 到迦南美地。
But he spent so much time with the Israelites with that hope that they will one day enter into the promised land.
但是现在神说你不能进去。
But God says specifically, you are not going into it.
啊，摩西他愿意伏在神的面前。
But Moses was willing to submit to the hand of God.
神把他带到披斯加山上。
So God brought him to the mountaintop.
好像远处一望，看见。这个神应许的迦南美地。
And he could see that beautiful promised land of God.
神让他能够看见。
God allowed him to see the land.
但是神没有让摩西进到这个属地的迦南。
But God did not allow him to enter into this earthly land of Canaan.
到了新约，我们真的认识到主耶稣登山变相的时候。
Yet we all know when it comes to New Testament, in the mountain of transfiguration, when Jesus transfigured.
在那个荣耀里面。
In that very glory.
我们知道主耶稣在其中。
We knew Jesus was there.
和他在一起的还有谁呢？
Who else was with Jesus?
还有摩西。
Moses and Elijah.
感谢主，摩西进了这个属天的迦南。
We thank the Lord for it. We knew Moses was able to enter into the heavenly land of Canaan.
他没有进入属地的迦南。
Although he was not allowed to enter into the earthly one.
但是神把那更好的福分来赐给他。
God has given to him what is better.
可是我们看见他在地上跟随主的路程。
But look at the journey on earth.
他里面真的是。有一个顺服的生命。
Moses had a life that's very obedient.
在旷野中一路的顺服。
He obeyed all the way in the days when they wandered in the wilderness.
在神的管教的手下，他愿意顺服。
And he obeyed to the disciplining hands of God.
但他却得着了一个最好的福分。
And the result is that he obtained a better blessing from him.
摩西他是神面对面所认识的一个人。
Moses is someone God knew by face to face.
他是一个忠心的仆人。
He was a faithful servant of God.
我们盼望他们成为我们的榜样。
And we just pray these great characters become our examples and encouragement.
今天早上我们有一对弟兄姊妹从他们是从那个马来西亚西部那边。以前是从那边过来的。
And we are happy to have a couple brothers and sisters who came from Malaysia.
我就特别想到那一年我去西部参加那个特会。
I remember a few years ago I went to the special Christian conference in Malaysia, 西部 Malaysia.
那在那一个祷告山。
And it's on this prayer mountain.
他们的聚会厅可以容纳一千多人。
And they have this meeting facility can accommodate over 1,000 people.
然后有好几栋宿舍。
And there are several dorms.
都是他们自己弟兄姊妹自己去盖的。
And those buildings were built by the brothers and sisters there.
然后那边呢有很多很多很多的年轻人，非常的年轻。
And I also saw a group of young people. They are very young.
一同在那里学习侍奉。
They live there and learn together to serve God.
他们早上一起读圣经。
Every morning they will rise up and read Bible together.
那一起有课程。
And they will have Bible classes together.
那下午呢，他们就分头去做工。
And they will go to the field and work.
有些人是养猪的。
Some will shepherd pigs.
有些人是养鸡的。
Some will taking care of chickens.
有些人是种菜的。
Some will go to the field and plant vegetables.
他们四个月就轮一次。
Every 4 months they will rotate their job.
所以这些年轻的弟兄姊妹都非常的能干。
Therefore, these young people were very capable.
在伙房里面，他们也是轮流去做。
And they also work in the kitchen.
但是我想到说，那个负责的那个老姊妹。
And there's this senior sister who was in charge of an entire facility.
原本他们是整个开创是有一个老牧师。
And she and her husband started the whole place many years ago.
后来他的。这个他的弟兄这位老牧师过世了。
And this her husband, the senior pastor, passed away later on.
那这位师母呢，他就负起这所有的责任来。
Therefore, this dear sister took over the entire responsibility.
啊，跟他一起交通啊，真的。真的里面觉得说他真的是一个神忠心的仆人。
And when I fellowship with her, I truly felt she was indeed a faithful servant of God.
他常常讲说这一切都过于他所能承担的。
And many times she made the comment that all these things are just way beyond what she could do.
他原本不过是一个很软弱不是有大用的一个姊妹。
She said, I was just a weak and kind of useless sister in the house of God.
我也不会讲道我也不会做什么事情。
I can't preach and I'm not capable of doing things.
但是当时候来到
But when the time comes,
神叫她负这么大的责任。
God entrusted her with such a huge responsibility.
我们也看见真的神与她同在。
And we witnessed how God was with her.
神也在那里亲自的帮助她。
How God helped her out.
仍然有这么多年轻人被栽培、被造就。
And through her service, many young people were edified.
教会并没有退后。
And the church did not withdraw.
各处看见他们在往前开工。
But you see, they go on planting churches from place to place.
我们真的敬拜神。
Worship God for what He did.
这样一个服侍主的是我们的榜样。
And person like that is our example.
啊，最近上个礼拜接到一个通知，那个张志新弟兄他被主接去了。
Last week, we were notified our dear Pastor Chan has been is now resting in God.
这么多年，他们真的是神忠心的仆人。
For years.They are truly faithful servant of the Lord.
每一次我到了月初，定时准时会收到他们的通讯刊物。
At the beginning of each month, never late, we always receive their monthly publication.
也许我们弟兄姊妹也有看过这样的一个刊物。
I think some of them may even read those.
是他们教会的一个刊物。
It's like it's their church publication.
每一个月的月初准时会收到。
It's always on time. At the beginning of each month, we will receive those monthly publications.
我这里以前出过一点，我们很简单的通讯。
You know, I tried to publish some newsletter for our church for several years.
我里面非常的清楚。
I know clearly.
这实在是很困难的。
It's very tough to be on time.
我们就几页的一个简单的通讯。
Our newsletter only contains maybe a few pages.
但是呢，你要每个月准时的出刊都是不容易的。
But in order to publish in time, it really was a challenge.
我里面佩服我的弟兄。
So I really admire what my brother did.
他能够做这么多年。
He was able to publish faithfully for so many years.
这么的忠心。
He was so faithful.
弟兄姊妹，真的有许许多多的见证人像云彩围绕着我们。
Yes, brothers and sisters, there are so many witnesses surrounding us just like the cloud.
要成为我们服事的榜样。
In order to encourage us and be our example.
成为我们的激励。
To be our encouragement.
今天我们每一个儿女都是侍奉神的。
Therefore, every child of God should serve Him.
巴不得我们都活在主的面前。
We just pray that we live in a manner in His presence.
是一个神所认识的。
We become a person God knows.
是一个与主面对面的。
We become a person God will choose to have face-to-face relationship.
真的在我们生活中是满有主同在的。
And in our walk, we are filled with His presence.
这样的生活充满了喜乐。
And that is the kind of life that will be filled with joy.
这样的生活是一个侍奉神的生活。
And that's the kind of life of a person who serves God.
感谢主，我们再来唱《要忠心》636首。
Let's sing the song one more time, 636.
愿主常见我们忠心。
May He always find us true.
好吧，我们站起来唱这样的诗歌。